You're listening to the KHSU Magazine. Time is 5 minutes after 1 o'clock. The Home Away From Home Potluck is an event for college students away from home, and it's an opportunity for the local community to help welcome them. This is taking place this Sunday at the Center from 5 until 7 p.m. In the studio, I'm happy to have Polly Bashman. He is the Home Away From Home Coordinator, Wayne Brumfield. Dr. Wayne Brumfield is here. He's the Interim Vice President of Student Affairs here at Humboldt State University. Elijah Chandler is here. He's a member of Brothers United and Vice President of the Black Students Union, as well as Chair of the Student Diversity Committee of the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And I'm assuming you're a student at HSU as well. Yeah. And Kristen Boyd's here. She is co-chair to the Students Diversity Committee, member of the Black Student Union, and a lot of other things that maybe we'll get her to say them for herself. And I think that's all of you, right? Did I say
everybody?
Correct. Okay. Welcome to the magazine. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
Great.
Fantastic. Wow.
Great to be here.
Well, what a great, great idea and a great event. This is Sunday evening at the D Street Community Center. Everyone in the community's college event. So, you know, college age people, but local community to be. There's no age cutoff.
There is no age cutoff, but we prefer 18 plus. Given the flawed mission of these potlucks, it just lends itself to do that when we don't have children. Children are, of course, not going to be turned away, but we prefer 18 plus, and the extended established community, you know, these event at the D Street Neighborhood Center. We host them quarterly based on a university's calendar year. And it's just better to keep the extended community there in an attempt to network and reach resources that aren't always available or obvious to new time and first comer citizens to our community.
Okay, so if you're a community member, are you bringing a potluck dish?
That's the logic. Is that community members who are vested here and established bring of food. This month, in light of Black History Month, we are doing a soul food theme. So we're asking this month that should you plan as a community member, bring a soul food dish. Usually enough for eight, but everything and anything is good. And your goodwill is really the intention of this. Food is just a catalyst and a way to break bread. And it opens up discussion about anything. Current topics, interests, hobbies, job interests. And that's what we try to do. We try to network as the established community with the new community as to how to best utilize the resources, the natural features and beauty, and the fun things to do around here.
That's pretty good. And Wayne Brumfield, how did this all get started?
Excuse me. Well, I arrived here on campus August 14th.
This last August
14th. 2017.
Welcome to Humboldt County.
Thank you. And I participated with the Equity Arcata Group, and I decided that, you know, the Home Away From Home was a very appealing program for me. I love to cook. I love to
Where are you from?
I'm from Opelousas, Louisiana. So and food is just one of those things that we evolve around with family and friends. And so when I met Paulie, realizing he was from Louisiana, that was just a natural fit. So I'm really excited about...
It's an amazing coincidence.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm excited about this program for the community and for our students. It's a way to bring the community and the students together to, as Paula said, to break bread, to network on all of the opportunities and the possibilities and just the... You know, the beauty of living here in Northern California. So,
right, and there's such a great divide between the university and the town people. You know, if you just arrive here and you don't know anyone, it takes a while to get to know people. And if you're at college, you don't really necessarily know people in the community.
That's correct. And I think just having this opportunity to bring students and community together, to rebuild those connections and to give students an opportunity to... have a partnership with the community because they're here for 4 years or 5 years. I think it just leaves the impression on them that this is a place that they could come back to if they decide to move back. Or never leave. That's correct.
Some people never leave. Kristen, what would you like to say? You're inviting students to come, and this is going to be your first time there?
Yeah, it's
going
to be my first time. I'm actually a freshman here on campus,
oh,
so I'm really
wow.
excited. You know, just
what are you studying?
I'm studying, my major is political science, you know, so I'm studying to become a lawyer, hopefully, you know. And I'm also going to invite, like, some friends and members of people in my community that I've gotten to know over this past semester or two semesters. So, yeah, I'm excited for this potluck, actually. I'm really excited.
Are you going to cook something and bring it?
I might. I actually have a kitchen in the dorm room, so we might cook. Like, we cook sometimes.
You don't have to bring anything.
Yeah, I'm excited to eat, actually.
Fantastic.
Bring your appetite.
Right.
How about you, Elijah? How'd you get involved?
It was nice to really realize there was a Home Away From Home group when I got involved with the Student Diversity Committee as looking at the working groups and seeing that you had the student safety, you have the housing equity, and then this Home Away From Home just seemed... It was just so, it was such a nice thing that didn't really have to be done, but it was put in there because someone saw a need and a purpose in bringing the community and the campus together. Mm-hmm. And so I actually worked with Polly and Maureen and really solidifying how we can get this to the community and what would be the best format of doing so. And so we realized that this was Black History Month coming up, so we should do a soul food theme, and they're planning on doing something Cesar Chavez related, so maybe like an enchilada theme next time. And so we're really trying to make it so that it's inclusive on multiple levels and mm-hmm. also engaging and multicultural. And so I think it's a really great idea, and I'm excited to be there. This will be my first one I actually get to attend, mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward to that.
Are students on campus talking about this? Is it all
Oh, yeah,
us?
People love to eat. This is, you know.
People like to eat, And students really like to eat.
Yeah, and, you know, this, you know, especially when you're on a budget, a free meal, a free dinner, and soul food, which is going to be really great for a lot of people that are missing home to have. It's going to be a great idea. And for anyone that doesn't know what soul food is, feel free to Google before you start making a dish.
How do you spell that? That's funny. Yeah.
G-O-O-D.
G-O-O-D.
F-O-O-D.
F-O-O-D. That's great. And so this is an ongoing event that you're hoping to do. It's quarterly.
Yes, it is. We base it on the university's calendar year, and this will be our third potluck this school year. Our fourth one will be April 1st in light of Cesar Chavez Day and Latino Appreciation. We're going to do a Latino-themed food for that. It's April 1st. Always the same place, same time. Okay. D Street Neighborhood Center, 5 to 7. And what Elijah was speaking about earlier is what prompted me to get involved like I am as facilitator. You know, we have experiences in life, and we see and hear and make up our own models and ideas of the way things are. And just when you start looking inward and looking out socially, you can see that we all have good intentions and good notions, but to put those into practice is what really is, you know, a sacrifice, I think, and maybe takes some more courage to do. And I just felt like it was time, you know, based on current and, you know, national abuses of power and exclusion. I just thought that, you know, when the city of Mercator proposed an equities outreach and inclusion program, partnered with the HSU, that finally, you know, maybe I can have something to run with here, and besides just my daily walk of life and doing singularly good efforts, just reach a bigger audience.
That's how you come together. You come together.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. Meet people and join and become friends. And
we do have positive results.
You know,
Home Away From Home is...
So you were talking, let me interrupt you, just we only have a few more minutes. You were talking about networking, and so you're encouraging local community members to bring items that could be of benefit to the students on campus. You could name like three things
We have a free stuff table, so...
A free stuff table, yep. Okay. So if you have something at home you want to bring for
specifically
students...
Specifically this month, some of the hardships we're finding out are like laundry soaps and detergents, personal care items, household cleaning products. Now that students are quartered and settled in, those items are becoming obviously expensive. And just as another way to, if you have a lot of surplus in your closet, grab a few and bring it to the free table.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're going to cook something, you just cook something you like to eat. Doesn't have to be soul food, but, you know, if you have a dietary restriction, cook something for yourself that you can share. And I mainly said that for you, Wayne, so you can make that buttermilk fried chicken.
Buttermilk fried chicken.
And now, so Wayne, are any professors on campus joining in? Is this running amok through the university professorship?
Yeah, we're inviting all the campus community, faculty, staff, students, administrators. If you want to cook a dish, bring it on. We'll have enough big appetites among our student body to make sure that all the food's gone. And I think it's a way of just being engaged and involved with our students. Mm-hmm. The D Street is right across from campus, so you know you don't have to drive very far.
If you're a student.
If you're a student, just walk over.
It's a great place to have.
Great location, great facility. So we're excited about this opportunity as we move through the rest of our semester to bring our theme food programs to the D Street through Home Away from Home. So it's just a great opportunity to share and get to know someone who you haven't met before.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And Humboldt likes to potluck. So anything you'd like to offer up, Christian, in closing?
Probably just more student awareness and more student outcomes for this potluck. You know, just bring as many people as you can. Invite friends, invite people who are close to you, and just show them a good time, especially freshmen who might not know about things like this or different opportunities. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you go through the dorms and get everybody? Come on, we're going.
Different dorms. Yeah. I have friends in different dorms, so I tell them about it, and they're like, oh, really? Yeah. How did you know about this? I'm like, how do you not know? So it's like, you know, come aboard and just bring along, so you know.
And how about you, Elijah? Anything in closing?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a great idea. I plan on actually going through the dorms doing a quick sweep. And I would also say high school students, if they're available in the community, it would be a good chance for them to meet some college students. Maybe they could share some same interests and really get a feel for what's going on and what their future is going to be looking like.
So, like seniors or something.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate all of you joining us in the studio as well as putting this event together. Would you, for the listeners, tell us who you are, please, in saying goodbye?
Yes, Elijah Chandler, BUBSU Student Diversity Committee.
Christian Boyd, I'm the co-chair of the Student Diversity Committee, and I also work for the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
And you do a few other things?
I'm also a part of BSU as the community outreach person and the representative of the House of Sankova, which is theme housing here on HSU's campus.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And?
Wayne Broomfield, I'm the interim vice president of student affairs at HSU, and I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you.
Paul E. Bashman, facilitator for Home Away from Home outreach program, and it was an honor. Thank you.
Oh, it's really my pleasure. And is there a contact phone number or somewhere if anyone does need more information?
It's me. It's PAULIBACHEMIN @gmail.com. Please RSVP any desires to help or volunteer and advice about soul food even. Thank you.
You can look it up. And how do you spell that again, Elijah?
That's SOUL.
Home Away from Home, potluck event coming up this Sunday evening from 5 until 7 p.m. for college students away from home, as well as you, the local community, helping to welcome them. You're listening to the KHSU Magazine.